Do you know what it takes to get your brilliance out there? It can get messy, and it should. I'm Kelly, the founder of Women for One, and I talk to powerful truth tellers and change makers about the experiences that most transform them and help them to make their lives happen on their own terms. So let's dive in to the Messy Brilliance Show. Hi, everyone. It's Kelly with Women for One, and today is August 19th, a very, very special day for Women for One. I am honored to have spoken with Dr. Maya Angelou. Dr. Maya Angelou, as most everyone in the world knows, is one of the most incredibly powerful women in the history of the world, I believe. And she was one of the main inspirations for me deciding to start this movement because of her authenticity and her power. And I have personally read most everything she's written. I've watched countless shows and biographies on her, and I use her strength. I bring her wisdom into the work at Women for One and into my own family life, truly on a daily basis. So this really was a special day for me, and I think for all women with Women for One that are striving for that authenticity inside themselves, to really hear this beautiful poet speak about what she feels true authenticity is and how we can bring peace to the world. So without further ado, here is Dr. Maya Angelou. Thank you.
Good morning.
Hi, Dr. Angelou. It's Kelly McNeilis with Women for One, and I'm your 12 o'clock.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I am so excited and so honored that you agreed to speak with me today.
Oh, thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. So I just want to give you a little overview of what I'm doing and what our movement is about. You were one of the great inspirations for me to do it. We have women from all over the world joining in to share their stories. And I just have a few questions around authenticity and, you know, you being one of the greatest storytellers of our time. So we have women from all over the world joining to share their stories and step into their more true self to take positive action for the world. And you were one of my inspirations for creating this. So I just have a few questions for you to tell our community. Okay. So many people, as I do, believe you're one of the greatest storytellers and women of our time. And at Women for One, we ask women from all walks of life to share their stories and create a new vision. So you continue to tell us your story over and over, as well as encouraging others to do that, like in your newest book, Mom and Me and Mom. Can you tell me why you believe there's so much power in sharing our stories with one another?
Well, and people know that, and if one person knows that she is not alone, she's empowered. If she thinks she's the only person who's going through the struggle, whatever the struggle is, she feels weak and unsupported. But when she finds that, oh, there's a woman in New Orleans, and there's another one in Kyoto, and and some more people in Egypt, and some in Pakistan and Palestine. Okay, then I'm not the only one. And someone has survived. So that is really empowering, and it's very important that we tell the truth. Don't tell everything you know, but do tell the truth. When you say something, make sure it's the truth as you understand it.
That's beautiful. And so that is the advice you would give to women that want to share their story and create a new vision. Tell the truth that you know.
Don't tell everything you know. You don't want to bore people's socks off. Just make sure what you do say is the truth.
That's right. So you're obviously a celebrated poet, a novelist. You've done so many things, civil rights activists. And the Women for One community has many followers from the Middle East. And I know you've lived in Egypt. And as we know, the crisis is pretty intense in Cairo, and I have several contacts there. So what role do you envision women taking around the world to bring peace?
Well, I think that's a wonderful word, bring it. You know, we are told we should make peace. I think we should bring it. I think we should not wait till we get there to make peace. Bring it with you in your heart.
Hmm.
Bring the desire for peace. And not only the desire for it, but the willingness to work for it. For peace.
Look.
Bring it with you everywhere you go. So, the idea of male superiority has lasted so many hundreds and thousands of years that it will take some time. Don't expect that 2 or 3 matches or 10 years of struggle or even 100 years of struggle will bring us where we need to be as equals, equal human beings in on this planet. We have to work very hard. And just know that and don't be disappointed because the work is hard and it seems unrelenting.
Right.
Just look back, there was a time when we couldn't vote.
That's right.
Or even own property in our own names.
We've come so far.
Yes, we have. And we have to say so that we're encouraged. And we have a long way to go. And we must say that too.
Absolutely. That's wonderful. So your writing and your actions and your life to me and to many women in the world embodies the term authenticity. Can you tell me how you would define authenticity?
Yeah, just tell the truth.
Just tell the truth.
It's very simple. It's not easy, but it is simple. Tell the truth as you understand it. And you know when it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And don't try to pretend that you have all the answers. Admit that you don't have all the answers.
Right. Right.
Admit that you are working for the answers. And somebody you talk to may have an answer to give you.
Right.
Help you get an answer. So that's authentic. To say, I want to be free. And I want to have the courage to love. Not sentimentality. Not much. I don't mean that. But I want to have the courage to be able to say human beings are more alike than we are unalike.
Right.
I am a human being.
That's beautiful.
We all have to be present and be honest. I think that it's important to see that we can tell people how we want to be treated. We show them. What we accept from people is what they will give us. So if they treat us badly and rudely, then and we allow that, then that they will continue to do that and add more to it. So what we have to do is say, no, I won't be treated this way. I will not be. I will not be brutalized. I want to be abused, but I will not be abused.
Hmm. And one of my favorite things that I ever read or heard about you, and I've continued to do this with my children and my family in the house, is, you know, negativity and hateful words don't sit in your walls in your house.
No, not in your house. If they go into your wallpaper and they go into the upholstery and into your clothes and finally into you.
Right.
You wonder, why am I sick? And you've allowed all that vulgarity to have a perch in your house. No. As soon as somebody starts being rude to anybody in my presence, if it's in my house, I say, excuse me, is this your purse? Is this your jacket? Thank you so much. And I walk them to the door. If I'm in someone else's place, I leave. So.
That is the truth. That is being authentic.
I'm not going to have much more time.
That is wonderful. Thank you, Dr. Angelou, for your wisdom and your service to the world. I am so honored to speak with you.
Thank you so much, and I wish you the best. I'd love to have some paper on what you're doing.
Absolutely. I will send it over.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Bye.